During Lowe's Pro Savings Days, the job works in your favor. MyLowe's Pro Rewards members buy more and save more on materials they rely on every day. Get up to 25% off select molding when you spend $1,000 or more. And up to 25% off Pergo Evercraft Laminate Flooring. Put Pro Savings Days to work for you. Members get more at Lowe's. Valid through 3/27. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Visit the Pro Desk or Lowe's.com/terms for more details. Subject to change.
Welcome to the program. The president has been doing a lot of press. He did a lot of phone calls yesterday. There were like a couple of different interviews that he did yesterday. And he has been really not pushing, but explaining to the American people that this is what's happening. This is what you can expect. This is where we are. And the other thing, too, is a lot of these individuals that banded together to make sure that, you know, the president was successful in his campaign are now some of the very people that seek to undermine him today because they're on the side of Iran. And they try to say that it's because they oppose wars, etc. But that's kind of a lie. That's not necessarily true. These people had no problem really with Venezuela, although it's not a war. They're doing the same thing that the legacy press is doing with language. They're doing the exact same thing that you need to know that digital media has in large part turned into the legacy press, but with even less ability for accountability. That's incredibly important because we're going to be dealing with this, the misinformation, etc., for quite some time. And we're going to dive into some of this stuff. I have a super ridiculously packed show for you today. We're going to get into some pop culture, but we have the latest with Iran and then the talking points. We're going to get into drones. A really scary thing happened just within this past week with drone incursions. And I agree with some of the analysis and that I think this should be one of the most important stories. It definitely seems suspect. You didn't really hear a lot about it. In fact, from what I have been able to discover, most of the coverage of it, if there was any, came from the local press in some of these areas where near Air Force bases where they had these drone incursions. I know some of you are like, what? You didn't even hear about any of this. So that's a thing that we're going to dive into today. And we're also going to get into China. We got that. We got a really horrific story from Spain. People not understanding what the hell Lord of the Rings is, the woke Reich, and more. So a lot of stuff to get into. Welcome to the program. Dana Loesch with you. We are at the top of this first hour of the radio program, and we're going to get you set up and get you set up for the weekend so that you can be aware of everything that's happening this weekend or over the weekend. So, by the way, you know the Ayatollah, he's dead, right? His Twitter account is still posting. From beyond the grave. What? Fascinating that. Well, they're going to keep using that platform. They keep talking about the decline of the United States. And the other really super weird thing about all of this, in addition to talking about the decline of the United States, is that they are pushing the Epstein files. They're pushing the, which is weird, right? I mean, at least that's what I'm seeing from the Khamenei. He's talking about, he's been hashtagging everything Epstein files and doing, it's an op, dude. Yeah. This is an op. There's just no other way to it. But the latest, everybody keeps talking about Karg Island. Karg Island's the island there where it's said that it's kind of a, it's an important aspect of the oil and gas situation over there. And it's easier if Israel and Saudi Arabia, etc., wanted to push a land invasion. Karg Island is the, for to open up the Strait of Hormuz. Karg Island is really it. That's what you would focus on. Karg Island. Now it's in the middle of the Persian Gulf. It's like right in between Kuwait City and Iran. So it's like northern part of the Persian Gulf. And that's, you know, it's considered to be a key in this push. And this is what a lot of people have been discussing, the boots on the ground stuff. Although POTUS has said he's not committed to it, but he said this repeatedly, but he's not taking anything off the table, which I think is smart. And I think it's stupid for people to expect him to take stuff off the table. Stop it. Why are you doing this? Why would you demand him to show his cards? Didn't we criticize Barack Obama for that? I distinctly remember criticizing Barack Obama for constantly telling everybody what our soldiers were doing, everything that we were doing in the Middle East. So it's important. It's incredibly important. POTUS also said, too, he was remarking to these polls showing that nobody likes any of these moves. They don't even like this discussion. Listen to Cut 6.
But I think I'm more popular than I ever have been. Look, when he heard 100%, he said, I've never seen a poll like this. This is the craziest poll I've ever seen. It was 100% of the people. And the reason is they like that I'm protecting our country from lunatics with a nuclear weapon.
There you go. And the ability to put those warheads on all those regional missiles that they had that can go 4,000 kilometers and definitely hit Europe. I talked about this on Fox Business last night. Incredibly important. I loved this response, by the way, for Marco Rubio, because this was a response to some of the griping, the complaining and moaning from the EU and NATO. Listen to Cut 7. This is what Rubio said yesterday, and it's a pretty damn big mic drop. Check it.
The United States is constantly being asked to help in a war, and we have more than any other country in the world on a war that's happening in another continent, in Ukraine. But when the U.S. had a need, he didn't get proper positive responses. So he's just making the observation that, you know, I think it was a couple of the leaders in Europe who said that this was not Europe's war. Well, Ukraine is not America's war, and yet we've contributed more to that fight than any other country in the world. So it'll be something to examine. The president will have to take into account down the road.
There you go. He just said it all right there. When we needed them, they weren't there. Whenever they need us, we're always there. Every single time, we are always there. And he's right. And I'm so glad that he said what he said. It needed to be said. It's incredibly important that this is pushed back on, because this is the closest that we've ever been. And there are so many that are pushing back against it. And it's because they don't want it to be successful. You need to realize that some of it is organic, people following influencers. But it is a foreign op. That is indisputable. There's so many receipts out there. These people aren't transparent anymore. They're just not, or they're not, they're too transparent. They don't care. They think that they're never going to get caught, or they're never going to get in trouble for any of this stuff. So they don't care about hiding it. They would rather, like I said yesterday, the example that I gave is, I think, the best one. And it's this. They believe that the correct response is to, it's like when your house is on fire, 10% on fire. We're going to sit here and wait till 50 to 80% on fire. Then we'll know that it's safe to act. We really need to wait until the consequences are high, and then we'll act. Rubio and Trump are saying, no, your window is now. The consequence of inaction is going to be greater than any consequence of any action you can imagine. And they're not wrong. Again, two missiles, 4,000 kilometer capability. We just saw that over the weekend. People are forgetting it apparently already. But the Karg Island is incredibly significant. About 90 to 95% of Iran's crude oil exports, that is the hub for most of it, the vast majority of it. And it is an economic throttling that maybe doesn't affect the United States in terms of supply and LNG and crude. But it does affect the overall world economy, because so many other nations with whom we do business, they go through that. That's their passage, that they get a significant chunk of their energy through there. So we have targeted a lot of the military installations that they have on this rocky little outcrop that's there in the Persian Gulf. And some, yeah, and we've heard, well, there's Marines getting ready to reinforce the strategy. If they talk boots on the ground, from my understanding, because nobody, I, the idea that this is a war for Israel is one of the most specious, absolutely retarded things I've ever heard. Really, truly. I mean, what did Israel have to do with us in 79? I know, right? Well, I mean, I could keep going. The whole issue is cargo. You don't need to go into anything with the mainland if you're looking at Cargo Island. But we'll see. Because POTUS said, I'm not committed to this, but I'm not taking anything off the table. And people are wanting him to telegraph every move like Barack Obama stupidly did. And then we were wondering, why is it that our... Why do we have our enemies knowing our moves? Goodness. So, incredibly important, significant. So that's the impact. And this is a huge... I mean, one of the reasons, again, too, you also see the volatility in oil supplies is through that. So Karg Island is just like the easy layup. This is, nobody's talking about going in mainland. They're looking at just opening the strait. Very big difference. Very big difference. Folks, I knew that I had turned into an adult when I got excited about laundry detergent. I didn't think I was actually going to get excited about laundry products, but here we are. So I don't know if you've heard of laundry sauce. This is legit what I use. And I have this one. They sent me, because I've been purchasing this for several years now on my own. And the French saffron is like my absolute favorite. The bergamot is so good. And I love that I don't have to think about any of it. The smell alone is next level. I mean, this is one. So this is the Indonesian patchouli. And at first I was like, I don't want to smell like a hippie. But then I opened the box and it's amazing. Look how bougie this is too, by the way. Kane, have you smelled this?
I haven't.
Do you want to eat one? I'm kidding.
Throw it.
Oh, gosh. Oh, it smells so good. This is like what clean is supposed to smell like. And everything is so soft and it's so nice. I have eczema and I have no problems in using any of their stuff. But here's like what really sold me. I mean, first off, you have these pre-measured pods, right? That you just saw. One and done. There's no guessing with it. But also, I really like the scent boosting chips that they have. And you can get it in the Australian sandalwood, the Italian bergamot, the Egyptian rose, French saffron. I mean, clean, warm. It's just the greatest scent ever. But like I said, you don't have to overthink any of it. The pre-measured pods, the scent chips, there's no mess, no guessing. It's super easy. And they have all of these extras with it. I mean, you have the dryer sheets. You have, like I said, the scent boosters, the liquid fabric softener, and your clothes feel incredible. And the dryer sheets, which I have here, they just lock absolutely everything in. I mean, it smells clean and soft and that you actually care about your laundry. All the guests in my house, they love the way everything smells. And I know I'm not the only one, by the way, because apparently 90% of people feel the same way after they switch to laundry sauce. Now, here's the deal. Laundry sauce just landed in Target, or you can say Target. You can find it in select stores, or you can do what I do and grab everything online, including the boosters and the conditioner and more. And for a limited time, all of you out there, you have the hookup. Take 20% off of your entire order when you use code Dana at laundrysauce.com/Dana. So that's 20% off everything at laundrysauce.com/Dana using promo code Dana. So upgrade your laundry game today. Seriously, you're going to actually look forward to laundry day.
Hello, hello. I'm Malcolm Gladwell, host of the podcast Smart Talks with IBM. I recently sat down with IBM's chairman and CEO, Arvind Krishna, and I asked him, how can companies use AI to its fullest potential to create smarter business?
My one advice to them, pick areas you can scale. Don't pick the shiny little toys on the side.
Mm-hmm. For example,
if anybody has more than 10% of what they had for customer service 10 years ago, they're already 5 years behind. If anybody is not using AI to make their developers who write software 30% more productive today, with the goal of being 70% more productive.
Yeah, wow.
So we are not asking our clients to be the first experiment on it. We say, you can leverage what we did. We're happy to bring out all our learnings, including what needs to change in the process, because the biggest change is not technology. It's getting people to accept that there's a different way to do things.
To listen to the full conversation, visit ibm.com/smarttalks.
All right, quick quiz for the hiring managers out there.
What's worse, being understaffed or being poorly staffed? Well, that's a trick question, because both are recipes for chaos. Either way, just say to yourself, this is a job for Indeed-sponsored jobs. You'll get matched with candidates that meet the skills, certifications, and everything else you're looking for. Or go a different way and get no traction. Seriously, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed are 95% more likely to report a hire than non-sponsored jobs. It really is a no-brainer. Spend less time searching and more time actually interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results. When you need the right person to cut through the chaos, this is a job for Indeed-sponsored jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help your job get the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/podcast. Just go to Indeed.com/podcast right now. Indeed.com/podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? This is a job for Indeed-sponsored jobs.
And now, all of the news you would probably miss. It's time for Dana's Quick Five.
So in Pennsylvania, authorities are saying that a man faces arson charges because he set fire to a house Sunday morning with three people inside while literally singing the 80s rock song, Burning Down the House by the Talking Heads. Great band, by the way. Great musical taste. Maybe just don't set a house on fire and sing it while you're doing that. It's just a helpful hint. Let's see. Also, another refinery explosion in Port Arthur. This was in Port Arthur, Texas. The Valero Refinery. They had multiple people that heard a loud boom the other day, rattled their houses. I know those things can and do happen, but after the drone thing, all this other stuff, I'm just, a little bit, suspicious. All right, I don't like this at all. Spiders the size of a human hand are spreading throughout the... I can't even read this headline. I can't. Oh my gosh. That's the only thing that terrifies me more than anything. I just have an irrational fear of it. Snakes are fine. I can deal with a snake all day long. Their nature is lassos. So large spiders, they're giant and they're huge, and they're called the Joro spider. And I try and... So stop with the photo. Stop loading. And it can grow as large as a human. Stop loading. A human hand. I don't want to see it. And it's been spotted in 8 states. Tennessee, North Carolina, South Carolina, California, Virginia, Maryland, and Pennsylvania. You know why flamethrowers were invented, Kane? Just that. That's the reason why. A woman in Ventura County was killed by a rattlesnake bite during a hike. This is kind of rare that this happens. A Ventura County woman, she was hiking at the Wildwood Regional Park. She got bit by a rattlesnake and didn't make it. That's crazy. That's the second rattlesnake-related death in California this month. They say the heat has made the record-breaking heat has made the snakes more active than usual. And you got to be careful, because that's their house. There was a man in Orange County who got bit by a rattlesnake, killed him at Quail Hill Trail in Irvine, California. They airlifted this lady. She's 46. They airlifted her to a hospital, but she didn't make it. That's crazy. The moment you hear, shh, just stop moving, because that means they're coiled and ready to rock. So you just got to see it, don't move, and then jump back away. Oh, man. Yeah, I don't like that. That's the only rattlesnake I don't like, because I don't like it when they make noise. Just, I don't want to hear it. It's like they're sassing you. I don't like that. Two chihuahuas saved a shih tzu from a coyote attack in Chandler. The coyote bit the 13-year-old shih tzu several times. The other dog scared it away. That coyote was trying to eat that shih tzu. The dog's owner said she's never seen a coyote until one jumped her fence into her backyard. They can do that. Bit her shih tzu. She said she's been there for like 28 years. She heard the scream of her dog, and her two little chihuahuas went crazy. She goes, I don't know if it's bravery or stupidity, but they just kept going back at the coyote. He wouldn't give up, but he finally did. They took the other dog to the vet, where it was treated for 4 puncture wounds. One of them was just shy of the jugular. And now she's expected to make a full recovery. We have to go back, like with our puppy, because we got coyotes in our area and it's near coyote mating season. We've been going out with, Wick is fine. But Daisy is a little bitty, so we've been going out with her, because I know no coyote wants a mess. They're nuisance animals here. Stick with us. We got more in store. Dana here, folks. I have talked about Relief Factor for some time. You guys know that I don't really talk about anything on this show that wouldn't be put to use in my own home. And I've mentioned before how much it's helped my husband. He had old sports injuries from hockey and football and knee pain. And Relief Factor has been a huge help for him when it comes to those daily aches and pains. So that's one of the reasons why I like to talk about Relief Factor, because I've seen that it makes a difference. And now Relief Factor has improved their formula, made it even better. They've added a premium black pepper extract that helps your body absorb the high quality ingredients more effectively. So you're actually getting even more benefit from what you're already taking. It's just a simple change, but it makes a real difference in terms of how your body uses it. So if you've been thinking about trying Relief Factor, this is a great time to start. And if you're already using it, you're now getting an even better version of a product that's already helped so many people. So get started with the 3-week quick start for just $19.95 at relieffactor.com or call 800-4-RELIEF. That's the 3-week quick start. It's only $19.95. That's relieffactor.com or 800-4-RELIEF. How good would it feel to finally get out of pain?
Hello, hello. I'm Malcolm Gladwell, host of Smart Talks with IBM. I recently spoke with IBM's new director of research, Jay Gambetta. We discussed his vision for the future of quantum computing.
At IBM Research, what we always do is answer what is the future of computing, whether it's coming up with new algorithms, coming up with better AI, coming up with quantum, or coming up with just how do different accelerators go together. It's our DNA to answer the question of what is the future.
Isn't it a perfect problem for IBM because you kind of need to have a legacy of building stuff?
Yes.
Building actual physical machines.
Yeah, it's why I came to IBM. I wanted the experience, the culture of building hard things that others have not done before.
Mm-hmm. Where do you imagine we are in the timeline of this technology? There will come a point when it will mature, right?
Yeah.
My cell phone is a mature technology at this point. How far are we from that point with quantum?
By 2029, we'll build the first fault-tolerant quantum computer. That is one that can run a very, very large problem.
To learn how IBM is building the future of computing, visit ibm.com/quantum.
All right, quick quiz for the hiring managers out there. What's worse, being understaffed or being poorly staffed? Well, that's a trick question because both are recipes for chaos. Either way, just say to yourself, this is a job for Indeed sponsored jobs. You'll get matched with candidates that meet the skills, certifications, and everything else you're looking for. Or go a different way and get no traction. Seriously, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed are 95% more likely to report a hire than non-sponsored jobs. It really is a no-brainer. Spend less time searching and more time actually interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results. When you need the right person to cut through the chaos, this is a job for Indeed sponsored jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help your job get the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/podcast. Just go to Indeed.com/podcast right now. Indeed.com/podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? This is a job for Indeed sponsored jobs.
Welcome back to the program, Dana Lash with you. We are at the top of the second hour this Friday, and we're just getting y'all set up for the weekend. And I got to tell you about this story right away. This is a crazy story. It's the drone story. And it's amazing to me that actually it's kind of not a bigger deal because it seems pretty crazy. It's confirmed by a lot of local reporting, and there are a couple of national agencies that are now finally saying something about it. The headline is this: sophisticated drones attack Louisiana's Barksdale bomber base. It's the first time a U.S. airbase was temporarily put out of operation during a time of conflict, something that didn't even happen in World War II. The story, former Deputy Undersecretary of Defense Stephen Bryan says there's little doubt that the operators were well-trained and smuggled the equipment into the United States. The drone waves delayed critical operations in support of Epic Fury. He said the impact of the flights was significant. They delayed some of the operations. The B-52s that were launched from Barksdale were carrying AGM-158 JASSM-ER weapons, GBU-57 massive ordnance penetrator bunker buster bombs. The GASSM is a standoff air-to-ground missile that carries 1,000 pounds, has a giant warhead. And remember, when Ukraine and Russia were smuggling drones back and forth, that was national news. This comes from actually a couple of different places. There were several waves of this, of these drones going through, and they had to halt operations. Their personnel had to shelter in place. Each wave of these drones forced the Air Force to halt operations because not only are our B-52s based there, but the base is also part of America's nuclear triad. So it shelters a lot of the long-range nuclear cruise missiles, the AGM-86B, and apparently they're going to have new long-range standoff cruise missiles there as well. They have shelters and storage sites for all of this stuff. And the airbase, the only other significant airbase that they have is Minot Air Force Base in North Dakota. Both are involved in supporting Operation Epic Fury. I mean, they can fly to the UK and then on to Iran. And that's what they had to do when UK was blocking everything. And so they said that the drone waves lasted for around 4 hours each day, an extraordinarily long loiter time for a drone. Now, they don't know if they were fixed wing or quadcopter types. They do not know how they were powered, if it was liquid fuel or electrical. Each wave consisted of 12 to 15 drones. The drones flew with their lights on, purposefully, intentionally making them visible. Barksdale doesn't have air defenses, and it doesn't have fighter jets that can take down drones. All you got to do is get that warrant pistol from Helldivers. Get that out there. Pop, 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 pop. I'm just saying that's, you know, when I play Helldivers, I make sure, especially if I'm doing that level, if I'm doing that map, I'm in that world, I make sure I have that pistol. And I'm like, take care of all the drones. Done. So they don't know if they were autonomous, semi-autonomous, but they said that they were operating in ways that suggested that they were equipped with sensors that directed the behavior of each drone over the base and in response to attempts at jamming them. So apparently they said that the drones that were now, the sophistication is being debated heavily on social media, but the way that it's reported, they're saying that it seems like they were more sophisticated than what was seen in Ukraine, where they are used way beyond Iranian capabilities, like very heavily. They said they could be from a potential adversary. China is best equipped to produce a drone of the type that flew over Barksdale. And there's a couple of ways to look at the story. Do I believe that the drone design, as it says here, surpasses anything in our arsenal? No. Do I believe that our government wants our adversaries to think that? Yes, I definitely would. I mean, that's like one of the first rules of warfare of Sun Tzu 101. I absolutely would want them to underestimate me. You never want your enemy to be prepared enough to actually deal with you. Always let them think less of you. It's not an ego thing. If the goal is to beat them, then what does it matter what they think of you? You're going to beat them anyway. So they said that was this related to the balloons? Were they in the same area? It's interesting that they were near all these, that they were by all these air bases. Now, if they're postponing the launch of a B-52, what does that do to their ally? Because they're pretty much allied with Iran. It gives Iran time to move any kind of critical resources out of the way. Does it not? It's a stalling tactic. I mean, I'm just assuming. This is all speculation, but that did happen. And there's a lot of discussion about AI and drone warfare. I know our military is starting to really, well, not starting, they are significantly investing in looking at drone warfare because that is going to be the future of warfare. this idea of having all these boots on the ground, it's going to be rare and it's not going to be fought that way anymore. It is very different. It's very different from what it was 20 years ago. Now, the headlines say the words like attack. I think that that's just casual lingo. There wasn't an actual attack. But it is interesting that they couldn't be stopped and they had to shelter in place and basically delay operations. That's not something you do for like a hobbyist that aired and flew off into airspace they weren't supposed to fly into. I mean, right, Kane? That's kind of what doesn't sound like it's a hobbyist. Right. ABC also did have, let me pull this up. They had a piece on this. ABC did. This is from my notes, which I have like a million links here because I was trying to make sure and look and see who all else was covering this. Because I never like to run with stories to you guys unless I can confirm it in two or three other places. I'm really, you know, that's why some days I won't discuss stuff if it just looks like sensational speculation. It's irrelevant. What does it cost to wait to make sure it's accurate? Everybody wants to be first. And look, we're heading towards an idiocracy and sensationalism as a result. Now, ABC wrote about this. This was their piece. They said the drone sighting temporarily raised alarms at one of the United States Air Force's largest, most strategic airfields, Barksdale, Louisiana. They had a shelter in place order. This was on March 9th. It's only just now coming out. This was on March 9th. It was lifted later that day, but they said the shelter in place, but they said the unauthorized drone flights continued for nearly a week. Now, they said that they had all of these multiple waves. And we told you there were like maybe 12 to 15 drones operating over sensitive areas of the installation, including the flight line with aircraft displaying non-commercial signal characteristics, long-range control links, and resistance to jamming. That's important because that's one of the ways, you know, that you would be dealing with trying to counter this. And they said that they would last for hours each day. And it was very deliberate maneuvering. They said this was, it seems, more than just the average drone enthusiast who pushed it too far. Now, that's incredibly interesting. And there's more of this, too. This isn't like one of the first incursions, and it's not even really one of the second incursions either. There have been other reports of this. They said, in fact, Magnolia Reporter had a story not just about Barksdale, but also more than a dozen. They said the operations involve more than a dozen coordinated vehicles. There's a number of troubling issues around U.S. bases lately. It's not the first time. There's becoming a pattern is what one suggested. That's the tell. It's becoming a pattern. Kash Patel, director of the FBI, also had a post about this. And in Kash's piece, he said, this was a different, this was near CENTCOM in Florida. So you have these air bases with drones. Now an IED, a brother and sister, sure, were indicted in an alleged IED plot at a Florida base tied to the Iran war. One of the suspects is in China, fled and was able to get to China. Yeah, a brother and sister, that's a common plot. That's a common, op. They were indicted. One's in custody for accessory and evidence tampering, but the primary suspect charged with explosive offenses is in China. It was at MacDill Air Force Base, an IED placed there, home to CENTCOM and Special Operations Command. Chinese. Huh. Maybe can we not bring in 600,000 Chinese communist students and allow them to study at our university, as the president had suggested once? Can we please not? I don't want any Chinese students coming into the United States. No students from any geopolitical foe, because you have to be in good behavior with the CCP and have a good social credit score over there in order to even come over here. So no, absolutely not. But what about all of the farmland and the other land that's been purchased around a lot of these bases? You know, that's been another issue. Because some of these, the land that they have been purchasing has been near bases. We've talked about this before. There's a lot of a good sizable land, a lot in the Midwest. So a Chinese intelligence official, this is from Fox News. Let me pull this article up here real quick. This is dated I've got a couple that were dated last year and several others that are a little bit more recent. But they're sounding alarm over these CCP-linked land ownership deals. This is back from January. One of the land purchases, guess where it was near? King, guess where this one land acquisition was located near?
Probably an Air Force base.
Yeah, Barksdale. Interesting. I mean, we literally control aspects of the nuclear triad. Several Chinese experts gave their concerns to Fox News Digital, including Josh Hodges, U.S. Commissioner for U.S.-China Economic Security Review Commission. This is past a wake-up call. This is an alarm. This is not a coincidence. In fact, he said, quote, it reflects a deliberate CCP strategy to pre-position near America's most sensitive military and critical infrastructure assets to exploit for intelligence today and sabotage in the event of a future conflict. So they may not even be getting drones in position for actual warfare as you see in Ukraine and Russia. They could just be doing what you saw with Barksdale, delaying, closing airspace, making everyone shelter in place because they don't know what to expect. It's an unknown. No ability to shoot them down. But if you're delaying, that means you're buying time. That if you're delaying a crucial part of an operation, you're buying your enemy time. There's different parts of warfare. There's different strategies and tactics. It's not all immediately, you know, going like literally battlefield tactics. This is definitely, it's very suspicious. And this has been happening. And in the meantime, you have a faction of the right extolling the virtues of China, telling you that we need to be more like China, pushing this communist idea of multipolarity. Folks, these things are not happening in vacuums. This is all related. I mean, we are in an ideological war right now. This is the buildup to something a lot more serious. Buildup or the unveiling? That's the question. It's our friends over at Preborn, amazing organization that saves lives. Do you know this year alone, actually, well, not this year, but just this literal past year, 2025, Preborn saved over 80,000 babies. And that was all done by people like you, faithful supporters of Preborn. Every day, thousands of women hear that the lie that, oh, you can't handle a baby. There's no hope for you. And that's just absolutely false. And Preborn steps in to make sure they know that. Not only do they introduce the mother to her baby with an ultrasound, and numerous studies have proven that when a mother hears her baby's heartbeat for the first time, that baby's chance at life doubles. But in addition to that, they partner with that woman for the first 2 years of the baby's life to make sure that that family gets off on the right foot, a strong foundation. I mean, it's amazing that these are all individual private people who are doing this without government. This is like the early Learning Center. They actually have results, right? And the mother, and there's so many success stories. It's just divine. And Preborn, $28 is the cost for an ultrasound for a mother. Imagine if you could pay $28 and save a life, like literally save a life with just $28, the cost of a meal out. You can provide a life-saving ultrasound and partner with Preborn today. Make this year the biggest baby-saving year in history. Dial #250 and say the word baby. That's #250, say the word baby, or visit preborn.com/Dana.
Hello, hello. I'm Malcolm Gladwell, host of Smart Talks with IBM. I recently spoke with IBM's new director of research, Jay Gambetta. We discussed his vision for the future of quantum computing.
At IBM Research, what we always do is answer what is the future of computing, whether it's coming up with new algorithms, coming up with better AI, coming up with quantum, or coming up with just how do different accelerators go together. It's our DNA to answer the question of what is the future.
Isn't it a perfect problem for IBM because you kind of need to have a legacy of building stuff?
Yes.
Building actual physical machines.
Yeah, it's why I came to IBM. I wanted the experience, the culture of building hard things that others have not done before.
Mm-hmm. Where do you imagine we are in the timeline of this technology? There will come a point when it will mature, right?
Yeah.
My cell phone is a mature technology at this point. How far are we from that point with quantum?
by 2029, we'll build the first fault-tolerant quantum computer. That is one that can run a very, very large problem.
To learn how IBM is building the future of computing, visit ibm.com/quantum.
All right, quick quiz for the hiring managers out there. What's worse, being understaffed or being poorly staffed? Well, that's a trick question, because both are recipes for chaos. Either way, just say to yourself, this is a job for Indeed sponsored jobs. You'll get matched with candidates that meet the skills, certifications, and everything else you're looking for. Or go a different way and get no traction. Seriously, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed are 95% more likely to report a hire than non-sponsored jobs. It really is a no-brainer. Spend less time searching and more time actually interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results. When you need the right person to cut through the chaos, this is a job for Indeed sponsored jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help your job get the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/podcast. Just go to Indeed.com/podcast right now. Indeed.com/podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? This is a job for Indeed sponsored jobs.
It's his life mission to make bad decisions. It's time for Florida Man.
Man, I have like a smattering of Whiskey Tango Foxtrot up in here. I don't even know how to... Okay, let me try to do this. This story, some of these I cannot read. Well, no, I'm not. Some of the other ones that I have here, I can just, they're just, it's not... Let's start with, let's see. I got, have you, okay, Florida Candy Lady. Have you heard of Florida Candy Lady? You don't want any candy from Florida Candy Lady.
No.
No, her and her husband just got sentenced to literal decades behind bars because they were selling drug-infused candy to kids.
Oh,
yeah. Renee Stevens, known as Candy Lady. Yeah. She was sentenced to 60 years in prison on fentanyl trafficking charges. Her husband, who is in state prison, got an additional 30 years. So, and they're to be served consecutively. He was already serving a 20-year sentence for a drug conviction. So she was selling drugs to kids disguised as like candy chips and cereal. And apparently the Florida Department of Law Enforcement got a tip about her, drug trafficking. And they witnessed her holding an infant in one arm and literally handling fentanyl with the other hand. Like on video. Like they were witnessing her doing this. So, yeah, they said that the amount of fentanyl that they seized on her property was enough to kill 80,000 people. That's insane. So I'm thankful that the baby, at least they didn't say that the baby was exposed to it. Thank heavens, because, you know, I don't know. But still, that's super. That's so dangerous. Let's see. A Florida man's wild attempt to save his car from hail went viral.
He lied
prostrate on his car. He had held a protective tent over the sunroof during a severe hailstorm, but he got pinned on top of the car and pelted to bits by ice.
There he is.
Palm Bay resident Manny Rosado. I feel so bad for him. Why? Because you know that hurts. I bet it looks like he just played paintball. I bet he's got bruises all over his back. I mean, did it work? So I've been paying attention to what's happening with gold and silver lately, and honestly, it's pretty shocking. Gold and silver have risen to record highs in relation to the dollar. And after talking with Colin over at Noble Gold Investments, I really get it. This isn't about trying to time the market. It's not about chasing some get-rich-quick opportunity. It's about protecting what you've already worked so hard to build. And when the economy feels uncertain and when currencies start weakening, when people get nervous about their retirement accounts, historically, they look for stability, and physical gold and silver have always been a part of that conversation. You know, I appreciate, I think maybe the most, that Colin and his team, they don't pressure people, right? They don't use hype. They didn't use that with me. They just simply walk me through my options. They answer questions and they treat you with respect. And that matters. Noble Gold has helped people protect their savings with physical gold and silver. They've been doing it for nearly a decade with transparency and real customer service. If you want to learn more, download their free wealth protection kit at noblegoldinvestments.com/Dana. That's noblegoldinvestments.com/Dana. Get informed and then decide what's right for you and your family.
Hello, hello. I'm Malcolm Gladwell, host of Smart Talks with IBM. I recently spoke with IBM's new director of research, Jay Gambetta. We discussed his vision for the future of quantum computing.
At IBM Research, what we always do is answer what is the future of computing, whether it's coming up with new algorithms, coming up with better AI, coming up with quantum, or coming up with just how do different accelerators go together. It's our DNA to answer the question of what is the future.
Isn't it a perfect problem for IBM because you kind of need to have a legacy of building stuff?
Yes.
Building actual physical machines.
Yeah, it's why I came to IBM. I wanted the experience, the culture of building hard things that others have not done before.
Mm-hmm. Where do you imagine we are in the timeline of this technology? There will come a point when it will mature, right?
Yeah.
My cell phone is a mature technology at this point. How far are we from that point with quantum?
By 2029, we'll build the first fault-tolerant quantum computer. That is one that can run a very, very large problem.
To learn how IBM is building the future of computing, visit ibm.com/quantum.
All right, quick quiz for the hiring managers out there. What's worse, being understaffed or being poorly staffed? Well, that's a trick question because both are recipes for chaos. Either way, just say to yourself, this is a job for Indeed sponsored jobs. You'll get matched with candidates that meet the skills, certifications, and everything else you're looking for. Or go a different way and get no traction. Seriously, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed are 95% more likely to report a hire than non-sponsored jobs. It really is a no-brainer. Spend less time searching and more time actually interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results. When you need the right person to cut through the chaos, this is a job for Indeed sponsored jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help your job get the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/podcast. Just go to Indeed.com/podcast right now. Indeed.com/podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? This is a job for Indeed sponsored jobs.
Like sands through the hourglass, so are the days of the United States.
The MLB anthem, opening day.
Can you see by the dawn's early light what so proudly we hail at the twilight's last gleaming? Whose broad stripes and bright stars through the perilous fight, o'er the ramparts we watched, were so gallantly streaming.
Oh, man, we were talking like, okay, because Whitney was like the ultimate. I think he wins. Yeah. Oh, my gosh, that is retired U.S. Navy sailor, General Wilson. And that was at the Giants home opener. It was emotional. I think he needs to be the official anthem singer forever now. No one, you're all done. All of y'all sit down. Ain't nobody, nope, not happening.
That was strong, wasn't it?
Oh my gosh. And the fact that he's a sailor and he's up there singing it. God love him. God bless America. That's baseball. Oh man. I love that they did that. That's great. So that was probably, I feel like we're going to have a good season. You know, God's team's the Cardinals, even though that wasn't at a Cardinals home. Don't send me hate mail. Don't you do that after that amazing anthem. Don't you do that. God's watching you. But I did. That was amazing. That was so great. What a great way to start the season with that kind of an anthem. Love it. I've told you a million times, but I'll say it again. You guys get it, right? I mean, giggity glock o'clock. I will literally, you know, I have no problem defending myself. But here's the thing. You're sometimes denied that right, unconstitutionally, of course, especially by entities that refuse to provide you with the proper, adequate security, but they expect you to be a sitting duck. So you have, you know, gun-free zones. You've got municipal private property. There's a lot of college kids that are old enough to carry full auto overseas, but they're not old enough to carry semi-auto 9mm here at home to protect themselves. So what do you do when you're denied your constitutional right of self-protection? You diversify, right? You have different calibers. You even have blades. You got rifles, pistols, the whole thing. But you need to be able to have a backup for that backup. And that's where Burn-A-Gun comes in. Burn-A-Shoot's chemical irritant projectiles that can deter threats from up to 50 feet away. And the compact launcher, I know they have other models. I'm not talking to you about the other models right now. I don't care. Compact launcher is the only one that you need to look at for this purpose. CL for short. It shoots the same thing, chemical irritant projectiles. But here's the kicker. It has a 15-round shot capacity per cartridge. When you compare that to an average stun gun, you got one or two rounds. This is 15 rounds, so that's very, very different. Also, it's not a gun. It doesn't care about gun-free zone signs. They're invisible to the Burn-A-Gun because not a gun. You order it online. There's no background checks. There's no waiting fees. There's no permits. And they send it right to your front porch. So it's all about being prepared and having options, diversifying your weapons array to take control of your safety. Visit Byrna.com/Dana. Check out the Byrna, CLBYRNA.com/Dana. Ready when you are.
Hello, hello. I'm Malcolm Gladwell, host of Smart Talks with IBM. I recently spoke with IBM's new director of research, Jay Gambetta. We discussed his vision for the future of quantum computing.
At IBM Research, what we always do is answer what is the future of computing, whether it's coming up with new algorithms, coming up with better AI, coming up with quantum, or coming up with just how do different accelerators go together. It's our DNA to answer the question of what is the future.
Isn't it a perfect problem for IBM because you kind of need to have a legacy of building stuff?
Yes.
Building actual physical machines.
Yeah, it's why I came to IBM. I wanted the experience, the culture of building hard things that others have not done before.
Mm-hmm. Where do you imagine we are in the timeline of this technology? There will come a point when it will mature, right?
Yeah.
My cell phone is a mature technology at this point. How far are we from that point with quantum?
By 2029, we'll build the first fault-tolerant quantum computer. That is one that can run a very, very large problem.
To learn how IBM is building the future of computing, visit ibm.com/quantum.
All right, quick quiz for the hiring managers out there. What's worse, being understaffed or being poorly staffed? Well, that's a trick question because both are recipes for chaos. Either way, just say to yourself, this is a job for Indeed sponsored jobs. You'll get matched with candidates that meet the skills, certifications, and everything else you're looking for. Or go a different way and get no traction. Seriously, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed are 95% more likely to report a hire than non-sponsored jobs. It really is a no-brainer. Spend less time searching and more time actually interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results. When you need the right person to cut through the chaos, this is a job for Indeed sponsored jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help your job get the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/podcast. Just go to Indeed.com/podcast right now. Indeed.com/podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? This is a job for Indeed sponsored jobs.
And now, all of the news you would probably miss. It's time for Dana's Quick Five.
Moby doesn't like that song? Well, I don't like Moby. Like I said, I like what the King Singer said. He's like, yeah, who's the redacted is Moby? That's what he asked his brother. All right, first up, Coinbase Fannie Mae to enable crypto-backed mortgages. Kane, why do I care? You can do whatever you want with
this
your money.
This is an indication on how things are backed. And obviously, we haven't had gold backing our dollars lately. So
no
now crypto is going to be backing mortgages. It's going to be interesting.
Isn't it even weirder? I don't like fiat, but I want to go back to gold and silver. But Bitcoin seems like a step even further from that.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah. I like it even less. I knew I did. I knew there was a reason why. Air Canada CEO apologizes for his inability to speak French after the plane crash. Just so you know, I was reliably informed when I was like 21 years old by a Parisian French person that the French that I speak is Canadian French and not Parisian French. So, and that French didn't matter. So I'll just say what that Parisian French person said to me. Oh, well, that French doesn't matter. Nobody cares. It's Canadian French. So it's not the same thing. I mean, you know, you can't expect me to speak everything. Don't we have like universal translators with the new Apple earbuds and all that and more? So the guy, the Zimbabwean comedian who criticized Hollywood's depiction of the Lion King. Remember the Lion King song where he was like, can we play that? Do we have it to play? Do we have time?
No, unfortunately, but yeah, people don't understand.
So there's like a lawsuit happening because he made a joke about it. And the guy who wrote the song is Pupset. And so he's suing him for $27 million. Can I be upset and sue that guy for $28 million?
No,
that guy's upset me. I'm sure it's a violation of like something. Seattle has an I-5 flasher who is arrested again for flashing his Frankenbeans. Stop it. Just stop it. You know what? Just somebody get a pellet gun and that'll quit real fast. That's all I'm saying. A man found sitting cross-legged on an overturned van was arrested for a DUI in Kitsap County. That's pretty impressive. It's like me driving any vehicle in any video game. I just roll it over and just sit on top of it. That's all I can do.
It's tax season, and by now, we're all a bit tired of numbers. But here's an important one you need to hear. $16 billion. That's how much money and refunds the IRS flagged for possible identity fraud. But it's not all grim news. LifeLock monitors millions of data points per second and alerts you to threats you could easily miss on your own. If your identity is stolen, they'll fix it. Guaranteed. Save up to 40% your first year. Visit LifeLock.com/iHeart. Terms apply.
When Kohler, global design leader in luxurious kitchen and bath products, asked me to be their ambassador for timeless, elegant, durable cast iron, I said, I'm in. Soon after, I was in their Kohler, Wisconsin foundry, watching molten iron poured, enamel applied by hand, and the beautiful finished pieces ready to ship. Since 1883, Kohler cast iron has been crafted by incredible artisans, and seeing it firsthand gave me a whole new appreciation for their craftsmanship. Now, I'm proud to lend my stamp of approval to my favorite Kohler cast iron products for their durability, beauty, and enduring style. Shop my curated picks at Kohler.com. As the Kohler cast iron ambassador, I say, long live cast iron.
The Bleacher Report app is your destination for sports. Right now, the NBA is heating up, March Madness is here, and MLB is almost back. Every day there's a new headline, a new highlight, a new moment you've got to see for yourself. That's why I stay locked in with the Bleacher Report app. For me, it's about staying connected to my sports. I can follow the teams I care about, get real-time scores, breaking news, and highlights all in one place. Download the Bleacher Report app today so you never miss a moment.